Security concerns have underscored just how unsecure driver's licenses are. Each state has different standards and requirements. That's led to a push to unify those standards, make licenses more reliable, and possibly turn them into a universal ID. NPR's Larry Abramson went to West Virginia and filed this report.
Now serving B228 at window number 1.
You have to wait in line to get a driver's license in Martinsburg, West Virginia, just as you do pretty much everywhere. After the waiting is done, drivers here get a pretty fancy document. The background, a lush West Virginia hillside, is hard to counterfeit. But the DMV's Dave Boyard says the most important security feature is hidden. There's a barcode on the back that contains a digitized fingerprint.
When you come back for a driver's license, when I walk back in there and I give my finger image again, then the computer tells the operator that that is me. That, in the comparison with my photograph, that I am one and the same individual that came in 5 years ago to get a driver's license. So I'm back again, and this is me.
Only a handful of states use fingerprints or some other biometric identifier to prevent fraud. West Virginia's been using this system for 5 years. To ease privacy concerns, the state made the fingerprint optional. Boyard says 85% of drivers present their digits voluntarily, but if they don't, there's another check on their identity.
You see your driver's license and another form of ID?
Over at the customer service desk, Anna Raymond has a tough call to make. She's looking at two photographs on a computer screen. One is the new picture of an applicant. The other is a photo from a few years ago. The DMV uses a facial recognition software program that's flagged the new picture, saying it just doesn't look the same.
Yes, sir. It compares the pictures. When they don't match, we look to see if the fingerprint image matches.
But the fingerprint is optional.
It's optional, yes, sir, and which it wasn't done on this one. So then we compare with the signatures, their eyes, and their nose, and their mouth.
She looks hard at the pictures, decides this is the same guy, and issues the license. Critics of facial recognition software say this is one of the problems. There's a high error rate. Anna Raymond says this only happens in her center every couple of weeks. Often it's because the picture was taken in slightly different conditions.
If you're not sitting in the same spot before as where you were the first time, that distance has changed, then the computer will make the judge that it's not them, you know.
DMVs around the country are looking at measures like these to make licenses more reliable. But right now, they all use different standards, and only a few have moved to biometric identification. Congressman Jim Moran has introduced legislation that would require all states to adopt the same basic security standards, including an embedded computer chip that contains some form of biometric information.
There needs to be some uniformity, and then there needs to be something on that driver's license that can't be so easily falsified as it is today.
Calls for some sort of national ID grew loud soon after the 9/11 attacks, but Moran's legislation has sharpened the debate. He says he's not calling for a national ID, just a recognition of the role the driver's license already plays. But at a recent congressional hearing, the ACLU's Katie Corrigan said Moran's bill would not address more basic problems, like the use of fake birth certificates and affidavits that some hijackers used to get their licenses.
All of these documents can and have been forged and stolen. Standardizing state driver's licenses would simply cement false identities onto national ID cards.
Corrigan says that adding more information, such as fingerprints and digital photographs, will just make licenses more attractive for thieves. Just last month, crooks made off with hundreds of expired driver's licenses and other personal information from two Colorado DMVs. Conservative groups have joined the ACLU in attacking the push for better license technology. At that same congressional hearing, Lori Waters of the Eagle Forum warned that businesses would quickly take advantage of a new improved license and use it to track customers.
A standardized driver's license will become the identity card of choice required by both the private and public sectors. Private companies won't even have to buy the information. They would create their own databases based on the encoded data on the driver's license.
Some consumers might welcome the chance to use their license as a one-stop shopper's card, but consider this. In West Virginia, Dave Boyard says the state is encouraging one industry to read the barcode on the back of the license.
At our bars, it's being encouraged by the ABC Commission that They buy the readers that will read the information so that whenever you present this card as you walk through a bar, it will keep those under the age of 21 out of the bar.
Better licenses could keep kids out of bars. They could keep reckless drivers off the street and prevent identity fraud. They could possibly even keep a terrorist from establishing a fake identity. But as they make it easier to track lawbreakers, better IDs will also make it easier to keep an eye on the rest of us. Larry Abramson, NPR News.